things people never heard of, will probably never watch, but like animators of their time, they have completely, like, they love these things. Do you think Ava for sure will probably be remembered 40 years from now, but you say like Maho Shoujo classics like Utena and Cardcaptor Sakura, Princess Tutu, do you think that shit is actually timeless? Like right now they make sense to, they're really good right now, but do you think anime in 40 years would say the same?
Yes, absolutely. Because the core of it is just a highly enjoyable story with good characters and good writing that you can connect to as a viewer. And even if like the landscape of the world is different and people live in a different, I guess I would say like call it an alien reality, so to speak. If people live in very different circumstances, it's still very, very easy to connect with the world and characters of Cardcaptor Sakura and those kinds of shows. I think that you could put Cardcaptor Sakura on in front of any child, whether it's from 1995 or 2055, and that child will enjoy that show. Because the intrinsic journey and characters themselves are just so universally likable and both simplistic to the point where a child can grasp them and entertaining enough to the point where an adult can enjoy them. I think that's the sort of thing that makes a classic.
Okay, I guess, yeah, that makes sense to me. I just don't know what I'd call a classic, honestly. Not even influential, but just things that like hit my heart that I would call a classic, but I don't think anyone else would like. But yeah. Also, I want to talk about what's it called? I remember I called in before about Rebellion or something. How I fucking hate Rebellion. You like it, but
Rebellion is a god tier masterpiece.
Yeah,
so.
But I think it's a piece of shit. But yeah.
I
don't want to go on about that for another 20 minutes or something.
You are objectively wrong, but it's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay liking a piece of shit, you know?
Are you here?
Yeah, I'm here. Okay. I used Push to Talk.
It's like, oh, good. Push to Talk is the way of life. Yeah, I thought you just
can't let for a second. Angry Canadians run up to my doorstep and go interrupt this call.
A fucking leaf?
Yeah, the Argentinian guy was fucking amazing. You should do a underage only stream sometime. Only let underage people call in.
Oh my, I don't know if I want that. I think I don't want the FBI knocking on my door.
It's fine. They're coming for you anyways.
That's true.
Where do you fucking live?
Do you care when? Never.
Dude, thanks for streaming a lot, Dougal. It's really been last year or so. Really fucking weird. So anyways, I had one more topic. Shit. Shouldn't drink before you call into this shit.
No, you should absolutely drink before you call into this shit.
Yeah, well, shouldn't drink too much, I guess. What was I gonna... Oh yeah, this... Fuck. This season's anime. Last season's anime. What? I have not watched seasonal anime for about a year. What do you think I should watch?
Man, I don't even know. 2020 anime that were pretty good. Decadence was enjoyable. Nothing that Decadence did was like super groundbreaking or anything like that. But it was fun. Really good lead character. That's the best